Guys, we're going to turn the call over now to our fearless leader. I just love this lady. She's just a dynamic leader. She represented herself and the team and Isagenix oh so very well from stage at the Eric Worre event. She is absolutely phenomenal speaker, and just her presence elevates everybody's energy in the room, and she's just so dynamic. Our very own millionaire season, boy, Susan, you got me all tongue-tied. Leader Susan Sly, good evening, Susan.
Well, thanks so much, Kevin. It is great to be here with everyone. I want to congratulate people for showing up and being ITG in the game. And, you know, you may be listening to this live, you may be listening to this in podcast time, whatever it is that brought you here, just know that everyone is welcome. Yes, this is the Team Success Call. Everyone is welcome. And it's our number one focus is to see everyone succeed and really become professional in this industry. And as Kevin mentioned, we have just come back from GoPro Recruiting Mastery. Eric and Marina Worre have become dear, dear friends. And I have to tell you, Kevin, well, you know, you saw it. You have people in that room who have earned $80 million in the industry, $25 million in the industry, myself, $12 million in the industry, and all of the professionals taking the stage, no recruiting in the room, no selling of everything, just sharing their wisdom and their heart. Now, going into the event, for people who make a legitimate six figures or more a year, they are able to attend a private training with Eric Worre, and there were Isagenix people in that room. Of course, Carolyn Rodriguez was there, Dr. Shauna Menard was there, Susie Fields was there, Wendy Coles was there, Zach and Eden Slobin were there, and it was such a powerful, intimate event where we actually talk about our profession and what is going on. So I want you to grab a pen because there are a few things I want to share as I go into tonight's discussion on eliminating distractions. This is going to be a series that I'm doing called BPN, Becoming a Professional Network Marketer. So here's a little bit of something that's going on in our profession. First and foremost, we're not saying the industry, we're calling it the profession. Network marketing is a profession that is regulated by governing bodies, specifically the DSA. The president of the DSA was at our event, and they are lobbying Congress, and they have different congressmen and women who actually either participate in network marketing, have grown up in network marketing, or understand network marketing, that are working very hard to create legislation that is going to elevate how this profession is viewed. We also launched Rise of the Entrepreneur. Rise of the Entrepreneur is a mind-blowing movie that will absolutely change how people look at the profession of network marketing. I want you to write this down. Go to www.risemovie.com. It's risemovie.com. Now, it was free until Sunday night. It's no longer free. You can go on there. You can watch the movie. You can also subscribe, which is what I'm doing, for $10 a month. That's going to allow you to share the movie with up to 20 people a month, and it's so powerful. And people's lives are changing. I have emails and I have text messages and all sorts of things from people who watched it, and they're walking prouder today. And here's the thing. If you look at what the average attorney earns, the average physician earns, the average engineer, you should walk with pride and understand that, yes, in the world, there are about 500 people who earn over $1 million a year, according to the DSA. I am one of them. However, there are a substantial amount of people that earn in our industry six figures and multiple six figures. And just so you know, the industry of direct selling pays out about $72 billion with a B in commissions annually around the world. And yes, there are people who do earn $500 a month and $1,000 a month, and that is changing their lives. Maybe it's buying groceries, maybe it's a car payment, maybe it's a mortgage payment. Whatever it is, I want you to stand a little taller as you listen to this, because you have to understand this is a profession, and you want to be extremely proud of it. As a member of Team Success, for those of you who are members of Team Success, you want to begin to say, in 2015, I am going to go pro. I am going to earn a very serious income. I am not going to be ashamed to be in network marketing. I'm going to be proud to be in network marketing. Because the moment we decide anything is the moment things begin to change for us. The moment you hold your head up high and say, you know what, every Monday night, I get to show up and be mentored by someone who is actually one of the top in the world at this, and I'm going to surrender, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to go pro, that's when the amazing things happen for you. And so as we go into this training, I'm going to be talking about eliminating distractions. And just so you know, I have made every one of these mistakes. I have allowed distractions to rule my life, and I'm not proud of it, and I have to tell you, I'm not perfect. There are times even now still, it's like, oh, go on Facebook. I did it earlier today. Someone, a friend of mine, liked this picture about a dog, and I know she loves animals, and of course I look at the dog picture. There was 60 seconds. I mean, who doesn't do that? But really and truly, if you want to go pro, if you want to be successful, you are going to have to get that laser focus. So here's the deal. We all want to build a business. This is a business building call. That's why you're here, and I love you for being here. I started my career on a call just like this, hosted by Carol Taylor, and I was so new. I didn't know anything, and I was just, you know, hearing stories, hearing Carol's training, and I thought, you know what? I can do it. Carol didn't even know me. I was on the call for months. You know, she didn't even know I was there. But she believed in me. I could hear her heart. I could hear her passion. I could hear her pride in the industry. And I kept getting on that call every Wednesday night. You know, I know you want to build a business. This is a business building call. And you're excited. We're all excited. And, you know, here's the thing. It's not just with network marketing, it's anywhere in our life. It can be with our marriage. It can be with our working out. It can be with saving money. We become distracted. And when we become distracted, we lose our momentum. We get stuck. We get frustrated. Put your hand up. I know I can't see you. Just pretend I can't. Put your hand up if that's ever happened to you. I'm raising my hand right now because it's happened to me. And, you know, distraction, write this down. Distraction can take me, not me as in me as in you, me as in us, can take me out of the game. And so, you know, when we're distracted, that's when we're not focused on our income producing activities. And my friends in this industry, I have friends who are top income earners in other companies. In fact, on Wednesday night, Chris and I are going out with another couple. They are top income earners in another company. The kids, we're all going to go out. And you know what? And it's great. And I have friends who earn seven figures annually. Many of the people who took the stage at the event are good, good friends of mine. And the thing I will tell you, see, I could get on here and say, well, I just don't have distractions. I do. I will tell you, my friends get distracted. They do. But here's the thing. Instead of allowing distractions to suck them in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, or maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months, it's a moment and it's over. A moment and it's over. A moment and it's over. And that's what it takes to become a professional. So here's the thing. You know, we get distracted and we're like, oh, you know, okay, well, I just, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be more focused. And you know, I got on it. And I, you know, Susan says write everything down. And in my production notebook, I'm going to write everything down. I'm going to be more focused. And then the next day comes and you roll out of bed and you, you know, go online and you look on Facebook and you're like, oh, like, share. Oh, a little video. Oh, there's like a baby singing a song. Oh, it's a Santa video. And the next thing you know, you're like, you've wasted a whole hour that you told yourself that you were going to be productive, that you were going to message prospects, that you were going to set appointments, whatever it is you were going to do. And so we end up being distracted by the same things today that we were yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. And here's the reality, my friends. The reality is this. I'm going to be blunt. There are some things that are major distractions. You know, 2 weeks ago, my best friend, he told me he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. That was a distraction. I did. I cried for 2 days. I wasn't as productive. You know, I was still doing things that I needed to do. I actually trained this call that day. I found out I was doing the things I needed to do, but I wasn't as productive. You know, I just have this moment where I'd start to cry, and then I come back, and, you know, and I just kept doing that, right? Okay, I'm not talking about those kinds of distractions. I'm talking about little elf videos on Facebook or going on Pinterest and spending 3 hours, or, you know, suddenly you have to look at Beyonce's whole Instagram feed, you know, back to the start of time when she started on Instagram. I'm talking about those kinds of distractions. And, you know, the most successful people in our profession, write this down, our profession, because I don't care if you're not even cycling every week, right? You know, a lawyer interns for a long time. They study for a long time before they start making money. And you may be in the interning stage. And for that, I love you. God bless you. Because you know what? We all start there. Every person who becomes successful interns for a period of time. But the people who are at the top of the profession, the people in the 500-person club around the world. And you know, think about it. In that 500-person club, 10 of them are in Isagenix, right, because our top 10 all make over $1 million a year. I want you to think about something. They are bulletproof. They don't allow distractions to rule them. And I want you to ask yourself a question. Are you allowing the distractions to rule you? Okay? So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go through the 7 key types of distractions. I'm going to give you some tips that have served me in getting through these, because believe me, I've had every single one. And then I'm going to give you a simple formula to really eliminate and deal with distractions. Does that sound good? Just nod your head, say, yep, that sounds really good, Susan. And then, you know, just finishing up with a last-minute thought about what the pros do. So I want you to grab a pen or a pencil. Ask yourself, am I distracted right now? Am I on Facebook right now? Am I on Instagram right now? What, you know, what am I doing right now? Am I really present? Because what if this one thing I share could be the thing that helps you rank advance before the end of the year? What if this one thing that I share helps you eliminate some distractions and allows you to bring in your next big business builder? What if this thing that I share allows you to really step into your power? I own the worldwide trademark for that, so I can say it, to step into your power and become that man or that woman that you know you can be. Okay, so that's where I want you to get present. You know, Tony Robbins talks about this. People listen, you know, they go to events, they get on calls, but they are not present. When you're not present, you're distracted. All right, so the first distraction we have is family. And you're like, but I'm a mom, or I'm a dad. You know, I am a mom. 5 kids, yes. But, you know, we're going to talk about this intimately. Because if you look into our profession, have you noticed that many of the top builders in our profession do not have young children at home? They don't have young children at home. And so you may have asked yourself, you know, is it possible for me to get to a 6- or 7-figure income with kids? Well, you know what? You can do it. You absolutely can do it. I've had 2 babies during this build, okay? However, the reason that most people don't is not because of the kids. It's because they're using their kids as an excuse, okay? They're not using them as a reason why. And I've seen people, furthermore, I've seen people who allow their kids to rule the show. And, you know, they're making calls, and then the child comes in. It's like, Mommy, I don't want you on the phone. So they get off the phone, right? They're allowing their children to rule them. And so I'm going to give you some tips about that in a moment. But I want to share a story. There's a mom that I knew, and she had a son who frequently forgot his lunch at school, right? So she would, you know, sit down. She had like 2 hours. She's like, I'm going to make my calls. This is all the time I have. I'm going to make my calls. I'm going to follow up, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, you know what? Her son forgot his lunch, and she would, like, have to take the lunch, go to school. It was about a 20 to 30-minute drive, find the parking, go in, find the kid, give him his lunch, come back. So about 90 minutes. 90 minutes. But guess what? It was happening 2 or 3 times a week. So some weeks it was taking 4.5 hours of her time. 4.5 hours. And this kid was 17 years old. And I said to her, I said, when is now the time? Because she was saying, well, I don't know how I'm going to afford for his college. I don't know how I'm going to afford for him to play his sports. Well, guess what? He needs to man up. He's 17 and take his own lunch. Golly, you know, Avery has forgotten her lunch. And it's not that I'm not compassionate, but trust me, if they forget it once and you don't bring it, they will figure out that they will not forget it again. Okay, one of the things with kids is that we can allow our children to be a distraction during our production time because we feel guilty. We feel guilty. Oh, we're on a call or doing something, and I'm supposed to be with my children. And you may be thinking, oh, Susan, you know, I don't want to be a bad mom. You don't understand. I was raised by an abusive one. I was raised by my dad. I didn't even have a mom. But the whole point of it is, guys, is that you can be both. Write this down. I can have it all. Network marketing, write this down, quote it, tweet it, post it. Susan Sly says, network marketing is the only profession where we can truly have it all. So there's some things that you want to do, okay? Because you have to understand, why are you doing network marketing in the first place if you have kids? Okay, here's the thing. It's not just your kids. It could be your spouse or whatever. Because you want to send your kids to the best schools, Okay, you want to send your kids, and maybe you don't even have kids yet, you're just on here for the future kids, but you want to be able to take the vacation. Maybe you want to be able to bring your partner home so that you can both be there, like Chris and I are, whatever it is. Why are you doing this? So you've got to get clear on that. And then you want to be able to share with the kids, this is why I'm doing it. And then the team success philosophy is, write this down, balanced build. A balanced build. So we don't go 7 days a week, okay, because you can't maintain that. And you don't work, you know, through your dinner times, and you don't miss bedtimes and prayer times and all of those things. It's 6 days on, 1 day off, focused energy. And when you become deliberate and you start saying, my three-way calls are 15 minutes, you time yourself, you get organized, you, my friends, can accomplish more in 2 hours than the average person can accomplish all day. So one of the strategies that I've had is that I'm doing my business when the kids are at school. And when Emery just went to school last year, so we still had a child at home. So I was building the business just in smaller pockets of time, right? So I'd say, okay, I'm going to do calls when Emery goes for a nap, or I'm going to do calls after the girls go to bed. But there's other things you can be doing while your kids are, if you have little ones at home, so you can go and you can text your prospects and say, hey, can we meet at this time? And chances are, if you're mom or dad, you're probably talking to other moms or dads, can we chat after bedtime? And you can book your appointments via text. And did you know over 80% of all texts get read? And at GoPro, Eric did a massive text blast campaign, you know, booking appointments, booking appointments. You should be booking your appointments by text. Hey, can you meet me for coffee? Hey, I'm working on a project. Can, you know, we get together? Hey, you know, I've got a group of people coming over to the house. Would you, you know, come? I need to practice, whatever it is, right? And it's not just your kids who could be your distraction. They're your why. It's other family members. You know, your sister calling, she's complaining about her life, complaining about her husband. You're like, I sat down so I could do some work, and they're calling, they're going, da, 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 da. You know, and it's really about setting boundaries. And it's about setting the boundaries and being able to say, hey, look, this. Listen, I love you. I can't talk right now. I've got a business call coming up. I will call you later. And you call her during time that makes sense, okay? Or it might get to the place where it's like, sweetie, I love you, but you keep talking about this all the time, and I can either help you get through this, or I'm going to have to let this go because I don't have time. I don't have time to deal with your drama and your chaos, right? And you want to be very sensitive to the fact that you don't have to be the one in your family that has to solve all the problems. Some of you, and, you know, in my work that I'm launching, Bite the Lemon, you take on other people's lemons. You take on everyone else's problems and try and solve them. But meanwhile, you have thousands of dollars in credit card debt. You have a bunch of debt you haven't paid off, and you're trying to solve everyone's problems. You are not going to be a professional if you do that. You've got to get serious. You've got to get compartmentalized. The drama will always be there, but the more you show up for it, the more drama you're going to have, right? And you want to be very specific. What are your hours of operation? Now, of course, when the school calls, I pick up the phone. So the other day, I was, you know, I had a prospecting call I was doing, and the school called, and it was, you know, for AJ. And the nurse said, oh, you know, he's hurt his hand. And I said, oh, okay, well, you know, how serious is it? And she said, oh, you know, it hurts a little bit, and he wasn't scheduled to be picked up for another hour. So I said, put him on the phone. And I said, sweetheart, how is your hand? I said, you know what, mommy, it hurts a little bit. I said, is it your left hand or your right hand? He said, it's my left hand. I said, sweetheart, what do you think? You know, do you want to stay and, you know, finish up the day so you don't have extra work tomorrow, or do you want me to come and get you? He said, you know what, when you put it that way, I want to finish up the day. And it turned out it wasn't a big thing. And you may say, Susan, you're an awful mother. I would have just run and gotten my kid. Well, you know what, you have to ask yourself, what kind of lessons are you teaching your children? I'm not saying that I'm, you know, should be, you know, authoring every article in Parenting Magazine. And I love my children. If there was a sprain, if there was, you know, the skin in their knee or whatever it is, I would go to the school. But the school has to call you. The school has to call you for every little thing. But you don't have to go running when your child forgets their lunch, or you don't have to go running when they forgot something. And, you know, you have to teach them. These are the future adults of tomorrow, and you want to empower your children, not enable them. The next distraction are friends. Oh, my gosh. Friends, you know, especially you can have friends who are well-meaning, but they're so negative, and you've got to take it upon yourself and say, you know what, does this person really need to be in my life? And if you want to go pro, you're going to find that all the people who are professionals in this industry and make the serious income, they have gradually cut out any person from their life who is not positive. And there was a study, and some of you have heard me talk about this before. On average, a person will have 4 people cry at their funeral. And here's my philosophy. If you're not going to cry at my funeral, you don't earn the right to have an opinion over my life. Okay, you can quote that. And it's true. So I had friends who were so negative about network marketing. They were like, oh, you're in a pyramid scheme, and da-da-da-da. You went to college. Why are you doing that? They're no longer my friends. Then I had other friends who weren't interested in getting started in the business, but they were still supportive, and they were still loving, and they were still cheerleaders. Well, they're still my friends. It doesn't have to be, oh, you're in Isagenics. You're not getting into Isagenics. We're not friends anymore. It's just if a person's negative, a person's negative. And so you want to take a look even at, you know, your Facebook friends, quote unquote, and say, you know, are there any negative people? Are there people on there cussing and swearing? That doesn't feel right for me. Unfriend them. Block them. As you begin to do this, you make more room in your life for more positive people to come. But you've got to stay true to your operating time, because you may have good friends and they're calling you when you only have that cherished 1 to 2 hours to make your calls. And, you know, that's just not the time. Say, look, I love you. I'll call you later. You know what? I'd love to get together. Let's do it this time. And the more you begin, okay, keep your priorities straight. And Vince Lombardi said, God, family, football. So we, you know, God, family, Isagenics. The more you begin to keep your priorities straight and do it in a healthy way, the more you send a loving message of intent and abundance begins to flow to you. The next distraction, number 3, is social media. You know, you're like, okay, I'm going to go on. I'm going to check my messages. I messaged a bunch of prospects. And then you see a post and you're like, share, like, photo, like, share. Like, it's just on and on and on, right? You know, we've all done it. And then you spend all this time, you're like, wow, I've got to come up with something clever to share. So I'm going to go through all my photos for the last, you know, 15 years to find the best photo for Throwback Thursday, because, you know I have to be present on social media, but I only have half an hour today to prospect. But no, if I put up the right photo from 1975, I'm going to get 50 likes on it. Maybe one of those likes one day might join my business. What are you thinking? Okay, social media is a massive distraction. The internet is a massive distraction. I do a lot of internet searching for research that I do, for articles I write. I've been writing 2 articles a week for the last 6 years. So I write over 100 articles a year, plus I write for other publications. I go on and do research, and it's like going down rabbit hole. So, you know, I might type in something like, okay, well, how many times in the average does the average person daydream per day, or something like this, and the next thing I'm in this article, and I have to scan that article, and, you know, it takes hours and hours to do this stuff, right? So it can be a huge distraction. And you want to understand that the top producers use social media very, very deliberately. The fourth distraction are team members, okay, your team members. If you're brand new, you might not have this yet. Put it in the vault. But you can have some very negative people who come into your team. They're like, I don't want you having anything to do with my team, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? If you're getting paid on them and you're in their downline, they're in your downline, they're your team too. And, you know, so you've got to understand, and there might be people who blame you for their lack of success. You know, I've had people text me, God bless them, and they're like, you know, I'm not making any money, and you don't call me, and blah, 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 you know, all this stuff, right? And there can be people who are just full of drama. They take on other people's stuff. They try and pull you into their drama. So here's the thing that you want to do. Write this down. Number one, you want to nip it in the bud. So I recently had someone who I had heard from a couple sources, this person had been saying some pretty negative stuff about me. So instead of getting all worked up and freaking out and everything, I just called the person. I'm like, I hear this is going on. The person said, oh, I didn't say any of those things at all. I'm like, okay, cool. So it's done. It's over. It's complete. Whatever. Okay. So when you hear these things, you want to nip it in the bud. Number 2, you want to be professional yourself. and always be professional, which means you're not going to gossip. You're, you know, when someone says, hey, I want to tell you about all the stuff that John is up to, say, hey, let's get John on the phone and you can tell him yourself. Just stop it. And the moment, see, I used to get caught up, and I'm not proud of this, you know, with all like politics and drama and things that were happening and not just my team and other people's teams. And I would spend a lot of time on it. And that time is precious, because if I'm spending time on drama, it's time I'm not spending on my business. It's time I'm not spending with my kids, okay? And so the moment I decided, and I want you to decide, maybe you know that's you. You gossip, you do all that stuff. God bless you, okay? If you know that's you, make a decision right now as you listen to this to stop it. Never again. Don't be that person, because the more we speak about other people, and most of what we say and hear about other people is untrue, the more people talk about us, because whatever you give comes back a thousandfold. That's what it says in the book of Deuteronomy. So you want to make yourself very clear that gossip is not for you. It stops with you. Do not mention other people's names unless it's positive, because everything comes back. You may say, you know, a group of people like, oh, blah, 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 blah. It is going to come back to that person. And never mention a person's name in an email or a text or on Facebook or a message unless it's positive, because Gary Vaynerchuk says almost 87% of all messages get forwarded, 87%. And so be professional all the time. Number five, distractions are industry. It can be a huge distraction. We hear about a company closing, that we're sharing that all over the place. You know, we hear about a company changing its product. Oh, wow, they did this. Ah, bad company. Or, you know, a leader left another company, or another company changes its comp plan. And there's lots of industry gossip sites. And, you know, they post about this and that. And, you know, there was a company that, you know, whatever, it was publicly traded, did this. And we spend hours on this stuff. And I used to do that too. And I realized it does not serve me, because when all that stuff happens at other companies, number one, there are a lot of good people who might be in bad companies. And when that stuff happens, it's people's lives. It's their mortgages. It's their car payments. It's their little kids. It's awful when it happens. And number two, it's a reflection on our profession. And here's what I see in our profession. Bad companies, they're in another, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years, like there are bad companies in every kind of industry. It's the industry is going to continue to clean up, because the profession is being more regulated. When it's regulated by Congress, when it's regulated by these governing bodies, they're watching, they're scrutinizing. A lot of the nonsense that went on in network marketing in the 80s with the money games in the 90s, that stuff doesn't fly anymore as people are becoming more aware. So when bad things happen at another company, don't allow it to distract you. And if anything, be sad for the people that it's affecting. Next is our company, Isagenix. This can be a massive distraction, a product that's temporarily unavailable, and everyone freaks out. Oh, why? Why is that not available? Why is that? Why is that? And then you spend your 2 hours you're supposed to be prospecting a day, connecting, booking your appointments. You were on the phone with three of your distributors all complaining because you don't have the same energy because the eShop is not available. Okay, it's not available. Get over it. Figure out something. You know, for those of you who read the Team Success News, when the eShop wasn't available, what did I do? I sent out three alternatives if you don't have eShots, right? And that's because, you know, that's how I communicate. Everyone in this team should be subscribed to the Team Success News, but they're not. They'd rather go on Facebook and learn about what so-and-so, who's never made money in Isagenix, thinks of Isagenix. You need to stop it. If you want to find out about Isagenix and the best thing to do about Isagenix, then you need to look in Isagenix, the people making the most money. You know, next, people, you know, we get distracted because people are rank advancing. We're not rank advancing. Then we get jealous, the green-eyed monster. Okay, get over it. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Worry about what you can do. Don't worry about how other people are getting ahead. It means they're talking to more people than you. They're doing more work on themselves than you are. So you need to get over that. You see on Facebook that a bunch of people got together and didn't invite you. Well, this isn't high school. This isn't grade school. You need to get over it. Being successful isn't about a popularity contest of you being invited to all the best parties. It's about you rolling up your sleeves and getting to work. And, you know, maybe there's an event you didn't qualify for and you're like, oh, I just missed this by just a small fraction and I should really be there. Or that event's in my hometown, but I'm not invited because I didn't qualify. You know, whatever. You need to get over that. Just be better, be better, be better. I used to be like that too when I was getting started. It was like, oh, I didn't qualify for this. And I'd see all the pictures and everyone's like, oh, and I'm like, I'm not there. What's wrong with me? And then I'd be angry. What a distraction. Because when we're like that, it's about our ego, which stands for edging God out. And it means we're not professional because we're not keeping our eye where it needs to be, which is focusing on helping people, focusing on bringing people into our team, focusing on changing lives. And, you know, then we get distracted by other teams, what other teams are doing. Oh, this team's offering incentives. They're doing matching rank advancement bonuses. They're doing this. They're doing that. Stop it. Just focus on your team. Focus on what you're going to do. And guess what? Things happen with companies. Companies change products. Companies launch new products. Companies change packs. Companies change comp plans. When you have a company as solid as Isagenix that has never missed a paycheck, that's a rarity in the industry, that has products that are backed with science, that is also not that common, that has a solid corporate management team and real people making real money, not fake money that was in like all this, you know, they just paid distributors and suddenly they're like, oh yeah, so-and-so made $50,000 their first month, but the company paid them. We don't do that. So when you don't have all that nonsense, guess what? You have the right vehicle. You just need to apply yourself. And, you know, over the course of time, there will be changes with Isagenix, but there are changes with all companies. So they may change products. They may change packs. Who knows? They may do events that you don't qualify for. Whatever. Just focus on you. Focus on helping people. It's the bottom line. And the seventh one is the toughest one. That's the mental. The mental distraction. It's the voice in your head that's telling you you can't do this. It's the voice in your head saying you're not good enough. You're not as smart as the other person. You're not as talented as the other person. Your upline doesn't care about you as much as he or she cares about everyone else on the team, and they're leaving you out and blah, 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 blah. Well, we have about 70,000 thoughts a day. That's what research says, and 80% are negative. You got to train your mind. Train your mind. And Eric Worre talked about this. His mentor taught him this, so write this down, that if you just focus on getting 0.03% better every day, 0.03% better every day, after a year you'll be 100% better. And what does that look like? Read 10 pages of personal development every day. I know the people who are complaining the most are the ones who are on Facebook way too much, and they're not doing any personal development. And yes, they may go to church every Sunday, but what are they doing the other 6 days of the week? It takes work. When you're talking about dealing with 56,000 negative thoughts a day, you've got to arm yourself. That's where you need the Tony Robbins and the Joel Osteen and whatever it is that does it for you, the Jim Rohn, the Les Brown, all of it. Like, I'm looking at my nightstand right now. You know, I have Spencer Johnson's new book, Dr. Spencer Johnson, Peaks and Valleys. I've got a book by my pastor, Becoming a Millionaire God's Way. My friend Jarek Robbins, Tony's son, sent me his new book, Live It. Like, that's what's on my Bible, obviously, is on my bedside table. And starting in the morning, you know, when we do the last call of this year, I'm going to be talking about your daily method of operations. Starting your morning off with deep gratitude, with a breathing exercise that has been shown to be so powerful at MIT. Don't roll out of bed, look at your phone, but starting your day off with exercise. All of these things are going to change your life, and we're going to be doing that more and more on the call. And you should hear the trainers we have coming up this month. So you've got to start each day with intention and gratitude and finish each day with gratitude, profound gratitude, and you watch how that changes your life. But the mental one is going to be the one that's going to keep you stuck. And Jim Rohn, when he was alive and I shared the stage with him, he used to say this: if you want to make six figures a year, you've got to have six-figure activities. If you want to make seven figures a year, you've got to have seven-figure activities, and you cannot have distractions. Three-step process, really quickly, write this down. So number one, we're calling this IEI, okay? I, inoculate the distraction, protect yourself. If your team is talking, people are gossiping, call them, say, I have 5 minutes, I heard this was going on, stop it. Set your boundaries, your hours of operation. You know, love your children, love everyone, schedule them in, have the dates, do all that stuff, but unless they are bleeding or they cannot breathe or whatever, if that, I love my kids, but if they forgot their lunch, or, you know, they forgot their, you know, gym socks or whatever, they're going to make it through if they put bare feet in their runners. You might have to wash those shoes, but it's going to be okay, my friends. Trust me. And then be direct with people. Let them know you are not willing to have that kind of behavior go on around you. Number two is education. Do you need to educate the source of the distraction? And this includes yourself. So do you have the clear hours of operation? Maybe your family's confused. 9 times out of 10, when I'm mentoring people in terms of organization and stuff, it's really that they are sending a confusing message. Is it MLM? You know, there's a lot of nonsense maybe going on in your team because they don't understand network marketing. You can, you know, so they're chatting about it, chatting about problems as opposed to solutions. Educate them. You know, maybe products. Maybe people are distracted because a certain product's not available. So educate them on the alternatives. That's your job as a leader. And remember, you are a professional, and write this down. I teach the world how to treat me. So when you show up as a pro, when you wake up tomorrow morning, you show up as a pro, guess what's going to happen, my friends? Suddenly the world's like, oh, they're a pro. I'm going to change how I am, right? And then the third thing is inspiration. Take inspired action every day to eliminate your distraction. Take inspired action every day towards your goals. Set a timer for your social media. I do this myself. I'm like, I have 5 minutes to go on Facebook. That's all I'm doing. 5 minutes, boom, on, off. Read positive, uplifting books before bed. 10 pages. 10 pages a day. It's going to be 3,650 pages a year. When you read that much, the average book right now is about 200 pages, you're going to read 10 to 15 quality books a year. After a decade, my friends, it's about 100 to 150 books in a decade, you'll be a different person. You start to do this today, right now. I wrote this intention at GoPro. In a year, I don't even want people to recognize me. I want to be the most positive person. People are like, Susan Sly, so positive. I want, you know, I want to be just the living into the woman that I know I can be. And I'm not going to get on a call, and I'm a trainer. I'm in the movie, Rise of the Entrepreneur. I'm not going to say I'm perfect because people who say they're perfect become big targets. Don't ever believe a trainer who says, I've got all of it together. There's nothing wrong with me. They're lying because I know a lot of trainers behind the scenes, and I see it. But the thing is, I'm not perfect, but this is the process I'm going through myself, 0.03%, 0.03%. And then decide, as I said, you know, write your dreams down, your goals, make a commitment. I was mentoring a beautiful young man who I met in Las Vegas, and I said, I want you to write down 100 goals in the next 24 hours, and I promise you that 10% of them will start coming true. I learned that from my friend Mark Victor Hansen, who co-wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. He said, Susan, if you write down 100 goals, you know, because I was struggling, and he said, Susan, if you write down 100 goals in the next 24 hours, within 7 days, 10% of them will come true. And so I started this. I have a book of 3,000 goals, but I started a brand-new goal book. I'm, like, starting from square one. I'm doing all the things that helped me make the $12 million. I'm redoing the process. I'm learning more. I have new teachers. It's awesome. And, of course, decide is the key word. Write that down, underline it. Decide that you are going to be a professional. So here's some homework that I want you to have. So get those goals down. Eliminate your distractions. IEI, inoculate, educate, inspire, right? So make sure that you're doing that. Inoculation, education, inspiration. And then finally, I want to say this. As I said, I've had every one of these distractions, okay? And some of them, it didn't just cost me time. They cost me relationships. They cost me money. They cost me all sorts of things. And at the end of the day, we have to be able to look in the mirror, my friends, and love that person we see. And if the last 24 hours you gossiped about a person, you spoke negatively, you shared propaganda online, it just needs to stop. You know, before you go to bed tonight, whoever you pray to, just ask for forgiveness. If you hurt someone in the last little while, you were saying negative stuff about them, call them up, man up, woman up, and apologize and move on. If you've been guilty about saying stuff to a person, you know what? You owe that person a handwritten note, say, I love you, I support you, whatever it is. And maybe that person is genuinely not a nice person, you don't have to do that, but it doesn't mean you have to keep talking about them. You know, you look at some of the problems that are happening in the world right now, and the fear and all of those things, it's because people are just perpetuating propaganda. And you want to be that man, be that woman who is a stand for everything that's positive, everything that's right, and, of course, being a professional. I want to share with you the calls that are coming up, and I'm going to turn it back to Kevin. So next week, we have Matthew Ferry, Part 2 NLP training. You got to love that. The following week, we have Sandy Botkin, CPA, and the reason Sandy's coming back is because, yay, it's getting ready for year-end tax time. And, you know, maybe some of you have made a lot of money this year and you're not prepared. You haven't filed quarterly remittances or monthly remittances. You have receipts in a shoebox. Maybe you didn't even save your receipts. Sandy's going to be talking about what you can do to prepare for year-end, and that is going to be a webinar. Sandy loves the webinar. I love Sandy. Love, love, love him. He's so smart. And, yes, he has a little app that he sells. It's your choice to buy it or not, but I always learn so much from him. And then, drum roll, please, on December 15th, we have my dear friend, incredible mentor to me, someone who's helped me tremendously, Mr. Eric Ware, Mr. GoPro himself, is coming December 15th. December 22nd will be the last call of the year, and I'm going to be talking about how to create an above and beyond 2015, setting yourself up for success. So with that, Mr. Steele, I'm going to go ahead and pass the call back to you.
Well, thank you, Susan. I have to take a big gulp there because I have to be perfectly honest with you. I've never heard anybody say, yay, it's tax time before, so I had to write that one down. And I'll tell you, that is quite a list of amazing people we've got coming up. Matthew Ferry, my goodness, what a treasure he is. And then to have Eric himself here on the 15th, that's phenomenal. I can barely wait. I never hardly ever wait, you know, I wish for time to pass, but those are going to be some couple great calls. So thanks for lining those up for us. That's awesome.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, here's the thing. Going back to Sandy and tax time, I know we've gone over and I want to be respectful. Sandy says this, the average network marketer doesn't take about 80% of their legitimate tax deductions. So when we have people in our business going, this business is costing me money, well, if you're taking all your deductions properly, it isn't going to cost you money, right? So that's why it's one of the things that we want to have, and write this down, team success is the best trained team, and we do all the skills training, but I also want to have the healthiest, wealthiest, most fulfilled, happy people on the planet, and you're not going to be healthy, wealthy, and happy and fulfilled if the IRS knocks on your door, right? So we want it with flak jackets. We want to make sure that you guys are doing all the right stuff to finish the year strong and that you can focus on your business and do all of those things. So Sandy's going to come with the tips, you know, hopefully that will really assist some people in doing all the right things. And looking back, because it's after December 31st, it's too late, Kevin, as we go into the new year. But if you can look back and maybe there are some things, or maybe you have some extra room, you can make a beautiful charitable donation and you know, get that tax credit. I know I always do that this time of year. Or maybe you say, gosh, I'd like to buy a new computer. Do it before December 31st so you can, you know, put that into this year's tax deduction. So all sorts of great things Sandy's going to talk about. And so it's going to be an amazing December. It's not time to slow down your business. It's time to crank it up and really go strong. And here in America, of course, it's Thanksgiving. So God bless and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And I know the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team is going on all week. I mean, it's just amazing. And Kevin, it was great to see you in Las Vegas. And, you know, I want to commend you and Diana because I know that event was life-changing. And there's only 1,000 tickets left for next year's event, GoPro Recruiting Mastery. And so you want to go on Eric's site. Grab your ticket. It's going to be in October. I'm going to be there. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So with that, God bless everyone. I believe and declare you guys can all become professionals and really change your lives and help a lot of people. So good night. God bless. And we'll be here next Monday with Matthew Ferry.